Tom Carkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast says going to be mainly cloudy today. We'll have a high only around the mid-60s. Question could be asked at Racine Unified, how many votes does it take to fill a vacancy on the school board? And the answer would have to be at least 36. On the heels of 24 total votes last week, which followed comments by 14 candidates for Lisa Parham's vacated position, the Board of Education went right back at it during another special meeting last evening, and it ended 11 votes later with the same result.
It is obvious that we don't have a majority vote, and we've reached an impasse. And unfortunately, our board policies don't dictate how we are to proceed forward from the situation. So at this point, I'm just going to ask for a motion of adjournment, and then we have to figure out as a board how do we move forward from this impasse.
School Board President Melvin Hargrove saying afterward that their policy is 30 days to name a replacement, and by the close of business today, changes in the policy might be the answer. Current 1,000 student cap for voucher schools in Wisconsin, that could change with a new state budget phased out and replaced with a new limit of 1% of the eligible students in a district. That limit would then increase 1% per year until there is no cap. Money to pay for vouchers would also come out of the general school fund in the new budget. July the 12th is this coming Sunday, the day that Racine City Administrator Tom Friedel's six-year contract expires. Whether he's going to continue in that position under a two-year extension is unknown at this point. Friedel's not talking about it. He was not at the council meeting last night, 3 weeks after aldermen narrowly approved the extension and $5,000 increases each of the 2 years. At some point, the Finance Committee will have to delve into the process of finding the next administrator. Whether it has to be sooner rather than later, that remains to be seen. Charges of hit-and-run causing injury and operating a motor vehicle with a revoked license filed against a man from Racine accused of hitting a child then leaving the scene of the accident. This was June the 27th on Bird Avenue, according to reports. A group of kids ran into the street toward an ice cream truck. One was hit by a speeding car. Child thrown through the air by the impact suffered scrapes, bumps, and bruises. Driver of the car stopped, apologized to the children's mother, offered her money, then left the scene. The driver later identified as 24-year-old Dante Shannon, who will be back in court next week. And Governor Walker going to campaign in 4 states this month after making his official announcement next Monday that he's seeking the Republican presidential nomination. Reports have him in Iowa, Nevada, New Hampshire, and South Carolina once he makes that bid official. City of Racine is getting more than $657,000 from the state for its two downtown lift bridges. Only 4 cities in the entire state get this funding to cover costs for maintenance and operation. The others are Milwaukee, Green Bay, and Manitowoc, the bridge construction and maintenance programs administered by the state DOT. Kenosha County Board, no debate last night approving the appointment of Joseph Cardamone as the county's new corporation counsel. Vice chairman of the board, Vicki Bruning, noting Cardamone has been with the corp counsel's office since back in 2008.
Moved up to senior assistant corporation counsel in 2009 and is currently serving as the first assistant corporation counsel since 2012. He's been with us for several years now. I think he's done a wonderful job.
Meanwhile, Cardamone replaces Bernie Vash, who retired last month. Food items at the Wisconsin State Fair coming up August the 6th through the 16th have been announced. There's a list of 100 new items, like alligator legs, a bacon bottom pizza, donut grilled cheese, and a deep-fried surf and turf, which is battered in bacon-wrapped shrimp with a chipotle barbecue glaze. AccuWeather forecast, generally cloudy, some sun here and there this afternoon, high around 66. I'm Tom Carkle, WRJN News.